The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. The Investment Fix Podcast. Tune in today.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Should I just give it a hoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple rebel Top Gun pilots flying with nowhere to be. Don't know you super well, but I think that you might be the same as me. Behave abnormally.
Kia ora and welcome to Lord Behind the Melodrama, a track-by-track podcast brought to you by The Spinoff and Spark about Lord's new album, Melodrama. I'm your host, Henry Oliver, the music editor at The Spinoff, and over two afternoons in May, I sat in a boardroom in Auckland and talked to Lord about the lyrics, songwriting and production of her new album, hearing the stories and influences behind every song. In this episode, we talk about Homemade Dynamite.
I mean, this song is I really admire how simple it is and the simplicity of the emotions. I think it's such a kind of multifaceted record, and I like that the song is just this is what it is. We're feeling pretty good. It's pretty funny. It's pretty reckless. And it just feels like when the party is good and fun, you know? Yeah, I like the simplicity of it. And I think the main thing for me about this one is production, which I think is cool. So that was a Frank Dukes production as well. And the first day we met, that was the one that he was really drawn to and worked out quite quickly. And it did take us a while. I was sort of vouching for the camp of pop, because it was just a little bit bootleg for a long time. And then I got a really shiny pop mix done of it. And all of a sudden it made a lot of sense to everyone. He did bring these awesome kind of weird bootleg, crappy sampled sounds to it. The drums are not especially hi-fi, but I really like that about it. And I also like the there's these sort of weird keyboard stabs that he brought to it. And I feel like that felt like future me in a cool way, a nice graduation from the minimalism of the last record. You know, it is, Homemade Dynamite is super minimal, and to have this chorus that has nothing else doing the melody except for these stabs of keyboard, I think that's pretty cool. I wrote this one with Tuvalu, Tove Lo, people also call her, mispronounce.
She writes a lot about partying.
She writes a lot about partying. Yeah, she does. And I didn't even know I was going to write a song about partying when I walked in there. We just had such a wonderful time together, and it was so quick, and we just got each other very quickly. And it was nice to work with someone whose melodic language is very different to my own. She does employ really different kind of techniques, and it was exciting and stimulating for both of us to kind of feel our brains firing in the ways they fire and how that interacted with one another's, melodic choices. I love Tuva, and it was cool. We actually wrote it. So Max Martin has a compound in LA, beautiful. It's a resort or something. It's gorgeous. They own the house next door as well. They call it the Gingerbread House because it looks like a little gingerbread house. And Tuva is obviously part of Martin's camp. So we wrote in the Gingerbread House in this janky little studio with I think there's a mattress up. There's the microphone and then a mattress around it for noise cancelling, I guess. And it was quite funny to be pop extraordinaire adjacent, geographically writing that song. And I love it, and I think it's going to be a cool one, I think.
Don't shit up with homemade. one of the things that struck me in about the song is that, you know, there's a lot of love and loss on the record, and this seemed to be the one that had the most to do with, like, friendship.
Mm, totally.
And that's a big part of, like, partying. You know, it's not all about, like, meeting someone or, like, or leaving someone or falling in or falling out of love. It's
sometimes
also about,
it is just
like,
about, like,
your buds.
Having your arms around your friend's shoulders and being drunk and being into the same song. Yeah, and that was totally the DNA of this. Yeah, and it was important to get that side of that situation onto the record as well, you know. I was quite proud of the, it's like a little moment in the second verse, and Jack sees this as like a very me thing, and that I can like get really goth in a really sweet poppy way. And I think I actually sort of first started doing that after I listened to, oh my God, it's been so long since I, fuck, what are they called? My Little Ribs Around You, dun, under you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Come a little closer, let fold. Cut open my, I'm Googling really it. Sternum and pull. You know, like those cute little kind of purity ring. There we go. Yeah. Purity ring. Sorry, purity ring. I adore you. So there's a moment in the second verse where I go, we'll end up painted on the road, red and chrome, all the broken glass sparkling. I guess we're partying. I guess we're partying, so let's let this. And that to me is like a very like me thing to do. Like it's funny, but it's also real goth because we're all fucked up from a car crash, you know? a mythical car crash. It didn't actually happen.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. But it could have if we had let that person drive.
This podcast is produced for The Spinoff by Yana Winter and Henry Oliver. Recorded and edited by Yana, with additional recording by Jose Barbosa. Like all of The Spinoff's music content, Lord, Behind the Melodrama, is brought to you by Spark. Listen to all the music you love, including Melodrama, on Spotify Premium, free with all of Spark's pay monthly mobile plans. Find more Spinoff podcasts on iTunes or wherever else you get these things. For more from The Spinoff, go to thespinoff.co.nz. Blowing shit up with homemade dynamite. Our friends, our drinks, we get inspired. Blowing shit up with homemade dynamite.
Are you the first person to say the word dichotomy on a Coachella stage?
I forgot I said dichotomy. What a herb, eh? What a bloody herb.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.